Galway 2 goals and 16 points, Sligo 2 goals and 12. Galway got their under-20 championship aspirations back on track with a deserved victory over a determined Sligo side at Tuam Stadium. Having lost out to Mayo last week, Galway started nervously, but the Galway BFM man of the match, Matthew Thompson, kept them in the game with their first 3 points, one from play and 2 from marks, to leave it 4-3 in Sligo's favour after the opening quarter. Kieran Mulhern levelled matters for Galway before Sligo's Conor Walsh pounced on a hopping ball to break through for Sligo's first goal. This was in the 16th minute, but instead of spurring Sligo on, they went scoreless for 13 minutes as Galway took over and scored 1-5 without reply to race into a 1-9-1-4 lead approaching half-time. Matthew Thompson got his 4th point for Galway in the 17th minute, and Galway overturned the Sligo kick-out for Cullum Costello to set up Conor Heenan for Galway's goal. Points followed from Costello, 2 from Cian Murphy, and a superb Shane McGlinchey point after a 50-metre burst through the middle of the Sligo defence. Ronan Nyland got 2 Sligo points before the interval, but they were sandwiched by Galway scores from Thompson and Heenan for Galway to lead at the break by 1-11-1-6. Galway started brilliantly in the second half, with Cullum Costello scoring a goal and a point, the goal coming from a superb Ronan Collaran pass. So Galway now led by 2-12-1-6. But Sligo responded with 1-2 in just 3 minutes, as Ronan Nyland flicked home from close in with a ball that Galway had thought had gone wide. In fairness, Galway recovered and outscored Sligo 3-1 over the next 4 minutes, Collaran getting 2 after Kieran Mulhern had set the ball rolling. There was 10 minutes to go on the clock and the score was Galway 2-15, Sligo 2-9. Both sides began to use the substitutions and Sligo seemed to regain the impetus. They got the next 3 points to make it 2-15-2-12 as the game entered the 4 minutes of added time. Galway had lived dangerously during that Sligo onslaught, which saw the ball hit the woodwork, as well as a couple of saves by goalie Eamon McGrath. However, Matthew Thompson's final point put 4 between the sides and Galway claimed a hard-earned victory. Meanwhile, Leitrim were defeating Mayo, pitching Galway to the top of the table, and everything to play for next Wednesday night in their final round-robin game against Roscommon in Dr. Hyde Park. A satisfying night then for Derek Savage's side, winning on a final scoreline of Galway 2 goals and 16 points, Sligo 2 goals and 12 points. This is Kevin Dwyer for Galway BFM Sport.